WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your boy Jackson Reed here, back with another daily dose of motivation to kickstart your day. Today we're diving into something super important: building healthy boundaries through communication and assertiveness. Ever feel like you're constantly giving out energy without getting enough back? Like someone's taking up more space in your life than they should? Yeah, I get it. We all crave those connections, but sometimes those lines get blurred, leaving us feeling drained and resentful. This isn't about becoming a hermit or shutting everyone out. It's about learning to communicate your needs clearly and confidently, setting limits that protect your well-being, and fostering relationships based on mutual respect. Think of it like this. Boundaries are like invisible fences around your emotional space. They keep things safe, organized, and allow you to show up as your best self in every interaction. So, let's break down some key takeaways for building those healthy boundaries. Number 1. Know yourself. Before you can set boundaries with others, it's crucial to understand what makes you tick. What are your values? Your limits? Your non-negotiables? Spend some time reflecting on what truly matters to you and where you need more space. This self-awareness is the foundation for everything else. Number 2. Practice clear communication. This doesn't mean being aggressive or confrontational. It means expressing your needs directly and respectfully, using a statement to own your feelings and intentions. For example, instead of saying "you always interrupt me," try something like "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Could we please take turns speaking?" Number 3. Learn to say no. This is a big one. Saying no can be tough, but it's essential for protecting your time and energy. Remember, you don't have to explain yourself or justify your decision. A simple "thank you for the offer, but I'm not able to commit right now" is perfectly sufficient. Number 4. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't a one-time conversation. They require consistent reinforcement. If someone keeps crossing your limits, gently remind them of your boundaries and the consequences of overstepping. This shows you're serious about protecting yourself. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries can be challenging, especially if you're used to people-pleasing or putting others' needs before your own. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. It takes courage and strength to set healthy boundaries, so celebrate every step you take in the direction. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I had this friend who was constantly borrowing money and never paying it back. It wasn't just a few bucks here and there, we're talking serious amounts. I felt like walking on eggshells around him, always worried about asking for it back or seeming greedy. Eventually, I realized that this was impacting my own financial stability and training me emotionally. So I sat down with him and I said, "Hey man, I care about you, but I can't keep lending you money. It's putting a strain on our friendship and my finances." I felt awkward at first, but he actually understood. We talked it through and he promised to be more responsible with his finances. That conversation was tough, but it ultimately strengthened our friendship because we were both honest about our needs and limits. It showed me the power of clear communication and assertiveness in setting healthy boundaries. Remember, building healthy boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes time, practice, and a willingness to communicate openly and honestly with others. But the rewards are well worth it: stronger relationships, increased self-respect, and more peace of mind. So, get out there, start communicating your needs, and remember, you deserve those healthy boundaries. Now go out there and rock your day. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little motivation today. Thanks for tuning in. Folks, I'll catch you tomorrow with another dose of the motivation spark.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.